The proof's in the pudding. Actions speak louder than words. I'm from Missouri. You got to show me. You can't tell a book by its cover. We have all these sayings that we use a lot of times, and really what's at the heart of them is what's really at the heart. What's the real deal that's going on? It's really what the scriptures are about this weekend, and it's a great time for us because this, as you heard in the introduction to the Mass, is the last Sunday of ordinary time before we begin the holy season of Lent. And so we have great scriptures to reflect upon that might give us some focus on what we might want to do or not do for the Lenten season. The first reading from Sirach, which is from the wisdom literature, reminds us that really you find out what a person is like when the heat's on. When the tough gets going, what do you do? And so, for example, in the last 18 months or 2 years, we might have surprised ourselves at times. I know it did me, sometimes not always pleasantly surprised, about what happens when we're under stress, when things aren't going the way we'd like to have them go. We really kind of find out what people are like. But in the same way, a lot of times I'm really humbled as a pastor to see when families are faced with some kind of a crushing situation. It's just amazing the depth of faith that they have that kind of carries them through. And so we hear one of the examples he used is as the test of what the potter molds is in the furnace. If you've ever done any pottery or ceramic stuff, you know that you can have a nice looking bowl that you made and you can put the paint on it, but not until the kiln's cooled down and you take it out and it might have cracked, it might have shattered. Or maybe it turned out pretty good, but it's the heat that makes the difference. That's when you really find out what's going on. The last part of this reading from Sirach then said, praise no man before he speaks, because it's then that men are tested. And it goes right with the last line of last week's gospel, if you remember, for the measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. And then Jesus goes right into this parable about the blind man leading the blind. And then the example of the speck and the plank. I think that's one of the things that's very easy for us to notice shortcomings in other people, although a lot of times what aggravates us about somebody else is really something that we do. We just can't accept it in somebody else, but we won't look at it in our own. But the plank and the speck, I can only imagine Jesus kind of having half a smile on his face when he's given this teaching. He says, well, you know, you talk about the speck in your brother's eye when you got a plank in yours. But it's a matter of perspective, and perspective is really probably the most important thing that the Lenten season gives us. So we've got this annual 40-day retreat every year, which hopefully is a time for us to kind of refocus, reorient, relook at things. But also what we do says a lot about who we are. So Lent's certainly a season that people have made fun of us for in the past, and my good, saintly, dear departed father, who was a good card-carrying Lutheran, sometimes would say, well, I'm going to give up beer for Lent. And by Ash Friday, we wished he would start again because he wasn't very happy about what he'd given up for Lent. And so really, it's not these external things, but it's supposed to be something that's lasting in my life, something that makes a difference, something that helps me to grow closer to God. And so that's why we look at this last part of today's gospel that talks about what kind of fruit do we produce? What kind of fruit do we produce? It'd be interesting if we, instead of putting a lot of other things on tombstones, if we just put on the front of the tombstone what kind of fruit this person produced. I can always imagine going to a cemetery and having a great big tombstone that says, well, she meant to be nice. But it didn't work that way, okay? So what are we to take a look at? Well, it says in the verse 45 here, a good person out of the store of goodness in his heart produces good, but an evil person out of the store of evil produces evil. So do you remember the story that I told you last week about Jesus on the road with the disciples? And some guys started to cuss him out and to throw rocks at him, and Jesus stopped and blessed him. And when they got further away, the disciples said, how come you stop and bless those people who were throwing rocks at you? And he said, it's all I had in my purse. Do Remember I said that last week? Or what's in my wallet was the other thing that I used. So when the heat gets on, really what comes out of us first is what we store up. And so Lent is a good time for us to take a look. What is it that we store up? And so it's not just external stuff that's going to do it. What I'm going to suggest you think about, and I'm going to preach about this on Ash Wednesday, is intentionality. Whatever you do, be intentional about it. It's not just going through the motions. You wouldn't want to be in a marriage like that. I hope you're not in one like that. We don't like to have our close friendships be that way. We don't like to have our work or our vocation be that way, that we just go through the motions. We want to be intentional. Most importantly, intentional about our faith. I was doing some reading in preparation for this weekend, and I found a quote from St. John Chrysostom. So St. John Chrysostom is, what, about the 6th century? And he doesn't mince words about looking at how we look at the church. I want to share this with you. It sounds like it's written for today. The church is in an extremely critical state, and you think that all is going well, but the fact is that we are plunged into countless sins, and we don't even know it. You wonder why. We have churches, money, and everything else. There are places for assembly. People come there every day. Surely this is not nothing. But it is not thus that we judge the state of the church. Then how, you ask? Whether we lead a truly Christian life. Whether every day we make ourselves spiritually more rich, bearing more fruit, whether great or small. If we're not content simply with fulfilling the law and expediting our religious duties. Who is the better person after having frequented the church all month? This is what we must look for. After all, even what appears to be a good action is only a bad action if we don't follow up on it. Do you believe that the truly Christian life consists in not missing? This is nothing if we do not derive profit from it. If we bring nothing to fruition through it, it'd be better for us to stay home. Isn't that a great quote written by a bishop centuries ago? And so really, what do we expect to happen with our faith? What do we challenge ourselves about, whether it's on a very low level, making it to church, but what do we expect the Eucharist that we receive each time? Do we really hope that it makes us better? So we walk out saying, looking at the sign that says you're entering mission territory above our doors, just say, God, I hope I can do better this week than I did last week. That's the challenge of Lent, because Lent is really the challenge of life, is how can we be in better touch with the Lord? That's why our theme for Lent this year is In Christ Alone. In Christ Alone. It's so easy for all of us, myself included, to get distracted by things. And we can be distracted by good things that take us away from God. The bad things that distract us away from God are what we call sins. But distractions are distractions. And so if we go back to that vision example that Jesus used, we can be people who only think about ourselves and don't think about other people, or we can be criticizing other people all the time and never look at the wooden beam in our own. But whether we're nearsighted or farsighted, blind is blind. Blind is blind. And so Lent is a time to get that vision correction. I just got new glasses recently and probably have to have cataract surgery this summer. And those things, that's the way it happens with us in our life. Things start to get blurry. Things start to get relative. Things start to fade. Doesn't just happen like that. That's really easy to avoid those things. No, it's the slow, subtle things. Like I said 3 weeks ago about our relationship with church. If a family starts to make a few excuses about not getting to church, then the next generation makes a few more. The next generation doesn't go at all, and all of a sudden we've got a generation who doesn't even know who God is. It's like spiritual cataracts. So I hope that Lent will be a good season for you, a good season for us. I hope that we pray for each other as we do the season together. But most importantly, that it's time to refocus. Refocus. All the things that we spend our time and our energy on, we need to look at them in the light of heaven. Are they going to help get us there? Are they going to get in the way? Or are they going to lead us further away from it? Those are decisions each of us have to make within our own spiritual lives. So we pray for each other that this is a good season. Most of all, that we're honest with ourselves. If you're really willing to take a risk, ask somebody who knows you really well, do I have any planks in my eye? Maybe you're married to a person who can poke you and say, do I have any planks in my eye? People who really love us will help us to see them. May this season be a time that's a change of life for all of us as we refocus in Christ alone. See you Wednesday.